Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to customize voiceover gestures in iOS. Yes, so if you want to customize voiceover gestures, it is simple to do. So if you don't like the voiceover gestures now, for example, if you don't like the three fingers quad tap to copy, because it's cumbersome, right? It's really hard to do. Or one of my favorite is the rotor gestures. Sometimes that's difficult because I'm not really good with two fingers and turn it like a combination. That can be difficult. And not only that, but for people that might find certain gestures more difficult than others, you are now able to change this. So let me show you how to do this. Let's go into settings.
Settings.
And from here, we're going to double tap.
Settings.
And then we're going to all the way down until we get to accessibility.
Accessibility button.
One finger double tap.
Accessibility features help you customize your iPhone for your individual needs.
We're going to go to voiceover.
Vision. Head. Voiceover. On. Button.
Double tap.
Voiceover. On.
And we're going to go down to commands.
Commands. Button.
Double tap.
All commands. Button.
And one more to the right.
Touch gestures. Button.
And we want to go in here. So let's double tap that.
Tap. One finger. Heading.
All right. Now, these are all the gestures that you can modify. Now, not everything you would think would be in here, but most of the gestures are in here. So let's do a few here. I'm going to show you some of the things, and they should sound familiar.
One finger single tap. Speak item. Dimmed. One finger double tap. Activate. Dimmed.
That's right. So I tap it, we'll talk. Double tap, we'll open.
One finger triple tap. Secondary activate. One finger quadruple tap.
There's nothing there, so you can assign something there.
Tap two fingers, heading.
Okay, so these are two fingers tap items. There are by headings here.
Two finger single tap, toggle speech. Two finger double tap, magic tap. Two finger triple tap, show item chooser.
So you get the legit idea behind this. So I was thinking, now of course, any of these that already have a command, yes, you just double tap that and go in and you will pick an action that you want to assign to that particular gesture. Now, in this example, I'm going to use a two-finger swipe to the left and right because currently there are no gestures tied to that. So let's go find the two-finger swipe to the left and right.
Swipe two fingers, heading.
So here's the swipe two fingers. This means two fingers in all sorts of directions. So let's see what we have in this area.
Two-finger swipe left.
All right, there's to the left. There's nothing assigned to that.
Two-finger swipe right.
Nothing assigned to that.
Two-finger swipe up. Read from top.
That makes sense.
Two-finger swipe down. Read all.
Okay, so obviously we don't want to change that, but I'm going to change the left and right. Let's go back to the left here.
Two-finger swipe up. Two-finger swipe right. Two-finger swipe left.
Now I'm going to double tap this.
Cancel. Button.
And as you swipe to the right, you're going to hear all the different actions you can tie this particular gesture to. So let's go to the right.
Commands. Heading. Search. Search field. Interaction. Heading. Activate. Secondary activate. Magic tap. Escape. Perform long press. Basic navigation. Heading. Move to previous item. Move to next item. Move to first item. Move to item above. Move to item below.
And you can get the idea. There are tons of stuff in here.
Rotor. Heading.
We have rotor. And that's exactly where I want to stop at because I want to assign to the rotor. So let's go to the right here.
Previous rotor.
Aha. So two finger swipe to the left. I'm going to assign the previous rotor. So let's do a one finger double tap here.
Commands.
Now back it's assigned button. To it. Let's go see if it shows that up now.
Selected. Two finger swipe left. Previous rotor.
And you can hear it's now been selected. And there is a new gesture to this. It says swipe two to the left to go to the previous rotor. So let's go to the next one here.
Two finger swipe right.
To the right. And double tap this.
Cancel. Button.
Now I'm going to go down back to the rotor headings.
Rotor. Heading.
Here we are back to rotor. Let's go to the next item.
Previous rotor. Next rotor.
The next rotor. That's the one I want to do. One finger double tap.
Commands. Back button.
And it should be assigned. So let's take a look.
Selected. Two finger swipe right. Next rotor.
All right. So they're assigned. So let's try it. I'm going to do a two finger swipe to the left.
Volume. Speaking rate. Words.
Look at that. Now let's do two finger swipe to the right.
Speaking rate. Volume. Headings.
Oh, wow. How cool is that? Now, I want to show you one thing. If for some reason you want to get rid of that, you don't want that to be assigned to anything, you have a change of heart, just go back to that same rotor, same gesture.
Selected. Two finger swipe right. Next rotor.
Do a one finger double tap like you're going to assign an action to it or a command.
Cancel. Button.
What I do, I go to the very bottom. Four finger tap towards the bottom.
Vertical scroll bar, 11 pages, 100.
All right. Now swipe to the left.
Remove button.
And you have the remove button. So double tap. Now
commands.
It removes it. Let's go C.
Selected. Two finger swipe right.
And you can hear it has been removed. So that gesture no longer exists. Be sure to check out all the action and commands. There are tons of different things you can assign to a gesture. And you can also go by headings by the gestures. There are plenty of different types of gestures you can use and change. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the Anonymous. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.